This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 135. Today we're talking about how to get out of a sex slump in a sexy way.
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go. Hey, welcome back.
Hello, listeners.
Welcome back, you listeners.
Hello. Welcome to the Evolved Marriage Podcast.
Let's feel it out. Listener, you too, you can do this, by the way.
Let's feel it out. Tell us. We're going to give you 5 seconds.
What's on your mind and heart? What are you thinking? And how do you feel?
Give them like a five-second silence so they can answer.
Yeah. Why don't you start us off, Kate?
Today, how do I feel? What is my mind? What is on my mind and my heart? I haven't really sat down to think about it, to be honest.
There you go. That's why we do
this. Feeling a little.
Mm-hmm. Frazzled?
Frazzled is a good word.
Frazzled-dazzled.
Yeah. I feel like I just started thinking about all these things. All these things just crossed my mind. Oh, we need to decorate for Halloween. Haven't done this. We haven't done that. I got to go fill up my car. Like, I'm thinking of all of my to-do lists instead of, chill out, Kate. Right now, you're about to record a podcast.
That's what happens when you decide to think.
Thinking is not my friend. So right now, I guess what's on my mind is a million and one things. What's on my heart is a little bit of overwhelm, a little bit of anxiousness.
Feel distracted.
I'm just, yeah. So I think I just need to sit here, be in this moment.
I'm here.
Thank you.
We'll get her done. Thanks. I'm with you.
Oh, I know. We're going to get her all done. Nine-year-old son. I keep saying he's nine. Our eight-year-old son, who's like super into Halloween, who's going to probably come home tonight and be like, we need to decorate. Mm-hmm. He's a good little leader.
Mm-hmm. I think you're like walking around the neighborhood and you see houses decorated.
That's the thing.
Oh my God, we need to keep up with these people.
Yeah, I was just like standing in the window eating a snack and I'm like, oh my gosh, look at all these houses decorated. Everyone's going to think we're like non-Halloweeners, which is fine. You can be a non-Halloweener, but we're Halloweeners. I'm a Halloweener.
Also, it's very important to you what other people think about you.
I think that would be a good Halloween costume. What are you? I'm a Halloweener. And then you just like you're a wiener, but you put nothing inside of your wiener. So you're a Halloweener.
That is meta.
I don't know how you would do that.
Halloweener. Loving where your head's at.
Where's your head?
Where's
at?
My head at? Oh, I don't know.
Your right mind now. And your heart.
Yeah, I'm feeling connected. I'm feeling, you know what? I'm feeling in control.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Can we take it to the bedroom?
Good. Oh wow.
Just a second. We're gonna be right back.
After these messages. Be right back in 10 seconds. Yeah, I'm feeling in control. I'm feeling light. I'm feeling free. It's on my mind. Yeah, I've just been outsourcing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Been buying back a lot of my time, which feels great. Some days I'm like, man, I need to like find new things to do and outsource more of my stuff. So yeah, it's been a really, really great process in this busy season of our life to just have so many men, you know, in the mastermind stepping up to help out, having you kind of excelling in so many different ways, having the kids being more responsible. Yeah, it's just been feeling really, really great, in control, just loving it.
Feeling like you're going down the highway to success.
Yeah, just totally. And today.
Okay, I almost sang a song. I'm glad you started talking.
I'm excited that we're talking about this topic.
Oh, look at your eyebrows.
There you go. Which is, you know, how to get out of a sex slump.
Why are we talking about that?
Well, because we're getting out of a sex slump.
Yeah, we're getting out of a sex slump.
And so, yeah, your sex slump could mean different things for you. Maybe you're just feeling disconnected emotionally, physically, sexually.
Yeah, for us, we haven't had sex for like 20 minutes. So it's like,
Different for everyone, right? It's not about judging the sex slump. But I think it's more along the lines of, are you feeling connected to your partner sexually?
Mm-hmm.
In our relationship, sexual connection is very important to us. We understand the benefits of it. We understand the benefits of how it makes us not only feel, stay connected, but also the health benefits. I mean, having sex is great. It's great for your health.
Like, yeah.
Just have lots of sex.
But I want to go back to what you said. It's feeling connecting to your partner sexually. Some people have sex legit every day. You could have sex every 20 minutes of a day. and still not feel connected to your partner sexually. Mm-hmm. So a sex slump can also be like, we're having a lot of sex, but I'm not enjoying the sex we're having. Yes. We're having a lot of sex, but I feel disconnected more than ever to my partner, despite us having this sexual intercourse, having, you know, what...
Yeah, the frequency is up.
Yeah, the frequency is up, but I'm not feeling it. Yeah. And to some people, a sex slump might be like, we haven't had sex in like a few months, a few weeks, a few years. So whatever that looks like to you, that's what a sex slump is.
Yeah, and I think it's important not to pass judgment on it, right? So no. Let's say you're listening to this episode, you're here right now, and now we're talking about the path forward, kind of what that looks like.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of times we get into this space where we're like, somebody's like, I haven't had sex in 6 months. You're like, yeah, well, you know what? I haven't had sex in even longer. And that's not what we want to fall into. Instead, what we want to think about is kind of opening ourselves up to our partner and really taking some steps towards recreating that sexual intimacy. And for us, you know, Kate and I, what that means to us is really prioritizing, you know, connection and pleasure. And that's really important. I love that you said that because it's not about the frequency for us. Mm-hmm. You know, I always joke around, but sometimes people will ask me randomly, like, how often do you have sex? Or when's the last time you had sex? And I don't even know. Like, it's just not something I think about.
Yeah, it's right? Like they assume that because we have a healthy relationship and that things are going well for us, we have great communication and all these things, that we have sex like every day. Like, yeah, you and Kate must have sex like every day.
Yeah,
and
the frequency of sex is up.
No. Right? Yeah, no. Sometimes we don't.
Yeah, sometimes it happens often.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens less often.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we create a lot in our relationship is sexual connection, you know, in and out of the bedroom.
Right. And our priority is when we are having sex, that the sex is intimate, that it is connecting, that it is pleasurable. Not an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have had seasons in our life where sex was an obligation. Sex was a checklist thing. Sex was like, I must do this because I'm a wife, and wives have sexes. They have sexes with their husbands.
And I think keeping the integrity of our sexual relationship, you know, up at the highest level is both of our priorities, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes I'll be initiating and then you kind of get that in your head of like, oh, I better have sex with Eric, you know, it's been a while, or he's cleaned the whole house or whatever.
Yeah, that never happens. Not because you don't clean the house, but right. because that happens every day. So then I'd have to have sex with you every day because.
But so what happens is in those moments, you know, you've gotten to a place where you don't feel called to do that because of guilt, mm-hmm. because of like, oh, I owe Eric something. We've gotten out of that in order to keep the integrity of our sexual relationship up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're talking about today is really this idea of the initiation cycle and how, you know, you can essentially take ownership and responsibility to lead when it comes to creating sexual intimacy.
Yeah. And it's very important for you to understand that being in a sex slump doesn't mean that your relationship's in a bad place. Doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, somebody's having an affair. Doesn't necessarily mean anything negative about your relationships. Even the healthiest people have sex slumps. Even the healthiest couples go through sex slumps because seasons in their lives, things come up,
health challenges,
yeah. You know, like a sex slump can be anything. You know, you could be sick for a week with a cold and obviously you're not wanting to have sex because you've got a fever or you're snotty or whatever. And then it just takes time to get back into that, you know, feeling and the momentum of wanting to have sex. So it's not because there's something wrong with us or something wrong with you or me or a relationship. So it's very, like you said, it's very important not to pass judgment on this.
Yeah. And what we want to talk about is this idea of, you know, initiating and kind of taking that first step.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to honor initiation energy, yeah. right? And what we talk about in terms of our relationship is like, it takes a different level of energy for a partner to initiate a sexual connection.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is not just in terms of like, what does that look like outwardly, but inside they essentially have to regulate themselves and overcome a lot of their own beliefs and own challenges and own thoughts about themselves, about their partner, about the relationship
mm-hmm.
in order to push through and take that step.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of us, we don't expend any energy to kind of pass through that step. Right.
Right.
We think about it. We're like, oh, I'm going to initiate sex. And then all day we're psyching ourselves out and we're like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then it comes to do it. And you're like, oh God, it's so hard. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to like read my book. And that took a lot of energy. Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Talking about sex and you're like, oh God, it's so hard.
Oh God, I got to read my book.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it is so hard. So, or maybe it's not hard. Huh?
That's what I mean. That's what the joke was in my head.
So the idea here is that takes energy.
Yeah.
Right. And your partner as well. You know, it takes a certain energy to receive an initiation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is honor that. It's right. not easy.
No.
And maybe it's a little bit easier for one partner than the other, but it's also important to understand how you're initiating will have an impact on your partner's willingness to connect to you sexually.
Yeah. And I think the first step to trying to get out of this sex slump is understanding, you know, what is happening to me right now? What is going on in my own life for myself that's maybe causing a little more breaks? So that's causing me to just feel a little out of touch with myself, out of touch with your with Eric or your spouse.
That's leading me to turning myself off.
Yeah. So right? What is it that's putting on the brakes for me to be like, nah, I'm out. I don't feel like it. Once you discover what that is, you can start working on that. Is it because I'm overtired? Maybe I need to go to bed earlier. Is it because I'm not eating well and I'm gassy? Maybe I need to change my diet. Maybe I'm not feeling sexy. Maybe I need to start going for walks every night to feel better in my own skin. You know, whatever it
maybe
is.
Maybe I'm stressed out because of the kids.
Yeah, maybe I'm stressed out because of work. So maybe I just need to honor this season that I'm in and be like, you know what? This too shall pass, you know, report card season. Like it's the last thing I'm thinking of is to have sex. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to tell, what am I going to say about this kid? What am I going to say about that kid? Like it's the last thing I'm thinking of is having sex. All I'm thinking of is kids and report cards. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I just need to honor that maybe that week or those couple of weeks are going to be a little sexless because my mind's going to be completely elsewhere. So instead of fighting that and being like, I need to fight these feelings, I just need to accept that this is what it is. And it's very important for me to communicate that with you. It's very important for me to say, you know what, Eric? I would love to have sex with you. It's just that right now my mind is elsewhere. I'm not feeling sex. I've been thinking about this, that, and the other thing, or I've not been really feeling good in my body, or, you know, explaining what is going on inside of you so that your partner feels like this isn't my fault.
Yeah.
I know it's not me. I understand, like saying, you know, I understand that there's something going on inside of me. It's not your fault that we're going through a sex slump. It is, you know, this is on me. This is something that I can work on myself. And, you know, you can help me with that. Maybe you can take on some things at home and lighten my load and, or whatever. But understanding where it's coming from and sharing that with your partner is very important.
Yeah. Maybe you can lighten my load.
Dad joke.
All right. The reason that I jumped in there is because I want to challenge what you're speaking to.
Okay. We're going to have like a song like Eric is challenging Kate. Go.
So first I want to say, I don't think it's ever okay or appropriate to force your partner into having a sexual connection with you. So I want to say that because...
Did I say that?
No. But, okay. But what I'm saying, what I'm about to say is going to be very stereotypical manly.
Okay, go for it.
I'm sure some women will associate to it as well. But really understanding when you said, you know, just understanding that because this outer circumstance of stress, I need to accept that sex is off the table for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So really important to bring, to invite you to think about the benefits of sexual connection.
Okay, and, there, Mr. Man.
So this is what's happening, right? Exactly. Because I think what happens is if you see sex as work, mm-hmm. if you see sex as an inconvenience, if you see sex as something that takes up a bunch of energy and bandwidth, you're probably going to avoid it in the times that you're in report cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see sex that way, right? And again, little stereotypical man doesn't see, whatever. What I'm saying is I see sex as something that's life-giving, that's connecting, that's pleasurable, that's playful, that's fun, that's enjoyable, that's better for your health, that's better for your immune system, all these things. And so if you're telling me I'm super stressed out, I can't get out of my head, I'm in report card season, well, to me, the answer is like, wow, this is a no-brainer. We should probably have sex.
Yeah, it'll get you out of your head. It'll make you stop.
Yeah, it'll absolutely. Make you feel better.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you.
So again, what's important here is the belief that we have about sex and the sexual relationship with our partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we could do a whole podcast on that. So eventually we will, we can talk about that, but really important to understand that this idea that because XYZ external circumstances, I then cannot have sex. That is because your belief about sex is something like it's a burden, it's work, it's an inconvenience, etc.
Right. Or also, and where I'm coming from is I'm not even thinking about sex.
Yeah.
That's doesn't cross my mind. Therefore, I probably won't be initiating it. If you initiate it, however, that might be different.
And I love that.
So that's a different conversation.
And what, and in that moment, especially the conversation that you're trying to have with me, mm-hmm. is to unburden yourself from your own guilt of not being the wife that you want to be.
Right. Or to let you know that, hey, my mind's going to be a little busy this week. I would love to have sex with you. And I'm sure that having sex with you will help me. However, because my mind will be burdened and busy with something else, I probably won't think about initiating. But if you're willing to initiate this week, I know that it will be very good for me and I can probably get in the mood, but I'm going to need you to take a little bit the reins this week to initiate in order for us to have sex, in order for me to help me get out of my head, get out of this routine that I'm in that is report cards and all of this and all of the things that I'm working on to help me slow down and to connect with you and to feel connected. And probably it will be good for me. After I'll have my creative juices will probably flow better and all of these positive things will happen. But will I be the one to think about, I think I might have sex right now? No, because my mind is going to be thinking about kids and report cards.
Yeah.
So the conversation... I agree with what you're saying. I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, because then I was going to say, how great would it feel for a partner, you know, for you to come to me in that moment and say, hey, I got all these things on my mind. I'm super stressed out, super focused. I'm going to need you to lead us in our sexual energy mm-hmm. to remind me that this is not going to be my life for the next 2 weeks, that I have other aspects. And I need you to be sensitive to that stress, but really lead us so I can feel connected to you, so I can feel like your partner, like a woman, mm-hmm. so I can experience pleasure. And find these pockets of moment outside of just where my head's at.
Yeah. And I'm generalizing here saying that a lot of women are like this, but some men might, you know, associate to what I'm about to say, but it takes a lot for a woman to get out of her head mm-hmm. to have sex. It's very hard to get in the mood to initiate sex when you've got 1,001 things you're thinking about. So it's very helpful to have a partner who's willing to initiate, who's willing to make you feel like a woman, who's willing to take out that goddess, you know, sexual goddess energy from you in order for you to be reminded that I'm not just a workhorse, a mom, a this, a that. I am also a woman.
Who's
I'm
deserving also, of pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all these things.
So I think that that conversation, you know, I'm glad we brought this up because it brings the conversation to a whole other place. Not like, warning, we're not going to have sex for 2 weeks. It's more, warning, I won't be thinking about sex. I'm going to want you to remind me that I'm a sexual being and a beautiful woman. And I need your help. If you're willing to take on a little bit more of the, you know, the responsibility of initiating this week, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. And then as the partner, think about the skills you have mm-hmm. in initiating, right? Be sensitive to what your partner has going on in her mind. Understand that it might take a little bit longer for her to connect with you, et cetera. I'm saying her, but you know, your partner. Mm-hmm. And so really, really important to understand that that type of conversation, that openness takes a lot of courage.
Right.
And that's the first step, to kind of openly communicate about what your desires are. So many times what we typically communicate about when it comes to sex is how it's not working for us. So the lack of it, the lack of enjoyment, how it's a burden, like all the negative things about it, mm-hmm. which then reaffirms this belief that sex sucks, which mm-hmm. sex doesn't suck. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But too many of us have this idea that sex sucks because it probably does suck for us, right? Mm-hmm. In a sense, in those moments. But then also it allows you to communicate openly about what it is that you want. Like mm-hmm. I want to feel pleasure. It's just right now, my mind is so focused and stressed on these urgent, in this case, report cards that I have going on, that I can't even think about pleasure. It's
right.
not available to me.
Right. And it goes back to what you were saying about initiation energy. What is your belief around sex in this season of your life, in this period of your life? What are you thinking about? And how is that translating into your conversations about sex? How is that translating into the energy or the thoughts you have around sex? So it's very important for you, you know, if you're going through a sex slump or whatever, to think, well, what is it? What kind of energy am I bringing to my initiation? What kind of energy am I bringing to, or what thoughts am I having around asking for sex or desiring sex? Am I ashamed of it? Am I shy about my desires of having sex? Am I, you know, overworked and overburdened and angry at my husband for, you know, wanting me to have sex with him because it's one more thing he's adding to my plate. Like, what are your thoughts around this? And how can you help yourself heal those thoughts or change those thoughts into something more positive around sex?
Yeah. And I think those are really tough conversations to have. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having the courage to open up those lines of communication and really moving from here's all the reasons why it's not working for me, which is important, mm-hmm. but really thinking about this is what I desire, this is what I would love, this is what I want to move towards, mm-hmm. and I need your help, I think is much more powerful. The other thing that's important to think about is, you know, as you're initiating, number one, getting right to it, right? And dealing with it is important and not like in an aggressive way. Because
okay, not getting right to sex and dealing with it.
Yes.
That's not what you're saying.
No, I mean, getting to initiating connection. Too mm-hmm. many of us, we're like waiting for the right moment and the perfect time. And stop doing that. You have the ability to create sexual energy at any point. You mm-hmm. can create it within you and then you can share it with your partner.
Yeah, you don't need to be naked in bed to create sexual energy. It can start in the kitchen while you guys are making lunches and dinner for the next day. It can start, you know, during a walk with the family. Like you could be surrounded by 1,000 strangers and family and still create sexual energy between the two of you.
100%. And what we often say is that, you know, Kate and I, we have cultivated this skill where we're constantly kind of keeping the engines revved, mm-hmm. right? And so like, there's a lot of sexual energy all the time. We come home from work, we're grabbing each other, the way we dress, the way we talk, the way we touch, the way we kiss. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sexual energy going on, a lot of polarity, a lot of desire. And therefore, when there's an opportunity to connect sexually, it's easy to jump into it. It's mm-hmm. not like, okay, let's rev it all up and, you know.
Start from zero.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we're always starting from, you know, 50, 80. Like we're already halfway there most of the time.
Yeah.
We just need that extra, you know, little sexiness, which is, you know, what we forget about when we're coming out of a slump. We often get out of a slump in a very panicky way. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why the title of this episode is how to get out of a sex slump in a sexy way. Because if you're trying to get out of a sex slump in a panic way, like, oh my gosh, we haven't had sex in 2 months. Like we need to have sex.
Or else our marriage is over.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, or my husband's going to leave me because it's my obligation. Like that's not sexy. Your husband's not going to want to have sex with you if you're doing it out of obligation, or he'll have sex with you, but he'll feel it. Like mm-hmm. you feel it. Like you used to feel when I had sex out of obligation. Yeah. So I think, you know, setting the mood as women, it's very important to set the mood. And for some men too, like every time we say women, men, let's just understand that whoever you're associated with. For me, as a woman, it's very important for me to set the mood for myself before I can set the mood for Eric and I. So, you know, it means lighting candles, going in the shower, washing myself, doing my hair, getting, feeling pretty, feeling sexy, feeling like, releasing some of the negative energy I might have from the day or whatever. It means maybe exercising, going out for a walk. So I need to get myself physically and mentally ready before even coming to Eric and being like, hey.
Yeah.
And so I think setting the mood for yourself and then setting the mood for you and your partner. And that could look anything like flirting, sending flirty messages. That's setting the mood. So what you were saying about creating this sexual energy throughout the day, that's what we mean by setting the mood. Not 5 minutes before I'm going to light some candles and put on some sexy music. No, that's, yeah, okay, that's setting the mood. But like, we're talking on like a long-term thing. We're not going to decide, oh, let's get out of this sex slump in 5 minutes. This might take a few days to get out of. It may take a few days to start building that connection, flirting, letting each other know, like, hey, I'm here. Right. Exactly.
It can happen hours or days before.
Exactly. So start by that. Start by setting the mood by, you know, maybe planning a getaway or planning an evening where you guys can just be together as two adults connecting and as two lovers, you know, looking at each other and being together. And whether that leads to sex or not, what it is it's creating closeness between the two of you. And sometimes that's what's been lacking. And so that's what you need to get back before you can start having sex again.
Yeah. And I think the two last points here that we really want to touch on, number one, think about the way that you're engaging, right? In that initiation. For us, what really works for us is a level of playfulness, mm-hmm. right? oftentimes, you know, we love the playfulness. We love kind of that flirtation, you know, in bed. But for some others, it's different. Maybe one partner likes a little more of an aggressive stance, right? Maybe a little more sensual, maybe softer. Like, you know your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And so have that discussion of, you know, what's your favorite way for me to initiate? What do you love when I initiate, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't even communicate and there's just kind of like touching and sensual softness.
And watching the reaction of it. Like, oh, I touched her this way and it made her move closer. Oh, I touched her that way, yeah, kind of made her move
connecting
further.
Connecting body to body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's really important, is how you're initiating. And the last point, and I think this goes without being said, right? If your partner is not reciprocating, is not, you know, responsive in a positive way to your initiation, thank them anyways. Mm-hmm. Thank them for holding up their boundaries and being open and honest about, hey, not right now. You know what I mean? Or, hey, not tonight. Thank you, but not tonight. Because they're honoring the integrity of your relationship,
mm-hmm,
right? They're holding on to themselves. And you can have a conversation later on, maybe about your sex life and what each of you desire out of it and what sex brings to you. But in the moment, don't be butthurt. Like, yeah, don't turn around and pout.
And be empathetic, you know, yeah, understand that this no is coming from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not coming from the fact that I hate you and you're the worst person in my life and don't touch me. It doesn't, most of the time, the majority of the time, if you're in a healthy relationship, it's definitely not coming from that. It's probably coming from, I'm having a bad day or I had a tough week or whatever. And I haven't done the work internally to get myself to this place where I'm ready to receive you sexually. So no, I'm going to have enough self-respect for myself and for you. I'm going to have enough respect for you, for our relationship, to say no, to not force myself into something that I'm not going to like and then resent you for it later. So being empathetic to your partner and understanding that they're humans and they have the best intention. If they're saying no, it's because they love you, not because they don't love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Assume positive intent. I love that. All right, everyone. That wraps us up for this week's podcast. If you did find value in the podcast, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, or give us a follow and a rating over on Spotify. We always love to hear from you, our listeners. So any sort of feedback on those reviews would be really, really helpful. If you are a man who feels more like a roommate than a lover with his partner, and is really looking to revive his marriage by leading through healthy masculinity, you can join our free Facebook group, the Evolve Men's Collective. The link will be in the show notes. Or if you want to work with me directly in our mastermind, where I help high-level men really lead in their relationships through differentiation, through different high-level tactics, with my coaching directly every single week, you can apply to join us in the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. The application is also in the show notes. After you apply, you'll get a little space to book some time with me. We can have a quick conversation about what's going on for you and how I can help, and see if the mastermind is a good fit for you. Otherwise, we look forward to connecting again next week. Cheers.